DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. Egypt's new constitution has been approved by 64% of voters. The official results were released on Tuesday. An unofficial tally was released by President Mohamed Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood after a second round of voting on Saturday. The first ballot was held on December the 15th. The Islamist-backed constitution has sparked violent protests across the country. There were delays to the official results as the opposition claimed there were irregularities with the poll. Low voter turnout has also been reported, with just around 33% of the electorate casting their ballots. In other news, the Pope has delivered his traditional Christmas message and blessing from the Vatican in Rome. Thousands of people crammed into St. Peter's Square to listen to the 85-year-old pontiff give his Urbi et Orbi, or To the City and to the World, speech. He called for peace in Syria, reconciliation between the Israelis and Palestinians, and also appealed for peace in African states, including Mali, Nigeria and Kenya. He gave Christmas greetings in 65 different languages.
Il mio augurio natalizio in quest'anno della fede. The message birth of the Prince of Peace reminds the world where its true happiness lies. And may our hearts be filled with hope and joy, for the Savior has been born for us.
Pope Benedict XVI is the leader of 1.2 billion Catholics around the world. Meanwhile, Germany's President Joachim Gauck also delivered his Christmas message to the nation.
Ja, wir wollen ein solidarisches Land.
Yes, we want our country to show solidarity, a country that opens doors to a good life for the young and makes room for the elderly in our midst, a country that connects those who have lived here for generations with those who have only recently made their homes here.
Gauck called on people to show more tolerance in everyday life. To Syria now, and UN Arab League peace envoy Lakhdar Brahimi has held talks with opposition groups in Damascus. He met six delegates from the National Coordination Committee for Democratic Change, including the head of the organization, Hassan Abdelazim. Brahimi pushed for a new initiative to end the conflict. Azim confirmed after the meeting that Brahimi is staying in Syria until Sunday to try to implement an international consensus to end the crisis. More lives were lost in Syria on Tuesday. British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that at least 31 people were killed on Christmas Day. This woman in Damascus says this year there's little for the Christian community to celebrate.
This Christmas, I'm praying for Syria. You can't feel the Christmas atmosphere this year. We hope next year will be better.
Brahimi met President Bashar Assad on Monday, but made little progress toward a peaceful resolution to the Syria conflict. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. It's reported that gunmen have killed six people at a church in northeast Nigeria. The shootings happened after a Christmas Eve midnight mass in the northeast of the country. The Islamist sect Boko Haram has carried out several attacks in the region this year. Two people have been killed in an air crash in Myanmar. Dozens more were injured when the plane carrying 65 passengers crash-landed in the eastern state of Shan. Officials say an engine fire may have downed the Fokker 100 aircraft just 2 miles from Hiho Airport. Meanwhile, an air crash in southern Kazakhstan has killed all 27 people on board. The military plane crashed near the city of Shymkent, close to the border with Uzbekistan. Germany has experienced some of the highest temperatures on record during the Christmas season. In southern parts of the country, including Munich and Freiburg, there was sunshine and heat of up to 20 degrees Celsius or 68 degrees Fahrenheit on Monday. The high temperatures in Germany made Christmas Eve the warmest since record-keeping began more than 100 years ago. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.